KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair skies here in Atlantic, 58 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In area news, Red Oak Police last night arrested 19-year-old Dawson Allen Squires on an assault charge. Squires, who's from Red Oak, was taken into custody around 10:15 p.m. for domestic abuse assault. He was arrested in the 300 block of East Corning Street and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was held without bond. And police in Red Oak arrested a man following a traffic stop at around 5:10 p.m. Saturday in the 2100 block of Highway 48. 62-year-old Kevin K. Fish of Red Oak was taken into custody for driving with a suspended license. Fish was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. A vehicle reported stolen from a Bellevue, Nebraska man was pursued Friday night in Pottawatomie County, and two people were taken into custody. The sheriff's office says a 2016 Chrysler 300 was taken from the Crescent area. A sheriff's deputy positioned his vehicle along Interstate 29 near the 58-mile marker and soon engaged in a pursuit. The chase ended near the Tom Hannafin River's Edge Park in Council Bluffs, with the driver, 28-year-old Paige Elizabeth Thurman of Council Bluffs, and 30-year-old Michael Allen of Cedar Bluffs, Nebraska, being taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. Thurman faces multiple charges, including possession with the intent to deliver 124 grams of methamphetamine, theft in the first and fifth degrees, having a concealed gun, carrying weapons, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, forgery, and eluding. Additional charges include driving while barred and interference with official acts. Thurman was also wanted on several warrants, including warrants out of Iowa for carrying weapons and theft in the third degree and violating probation. Also a Nebraska warrant for which he was charged in Iowa as being a fugitive from justice. Allen was being charged with a theft in the first degree and interference with official acts. He was also arrested Thursday night for second degree theft after allegedly taking another vehicle from a Honey Creek resident. Now, in addition to the meth, authorities recovered at the scene a handgun, a stolen trailer license plate, and a taser, unprescribed medication, and a glass pipe. Authorities in Fremont County say that Fremont County residents may notice emergency personnel going into action all at once this month, but they shouldn't be alarmed. Several entities in Fremont County are teaming up for a mock disaster drill on an undisclosed date to test readiness in the county. And while organizers want to keep the date and location of the drill secret so it can be effective, the drill will simulate a tornado striking multiple communities in the county. It's also asked that the public stay out of the way and allow first responders to do their job during the drill. Officials ask that you also please not call 911 to find out what's going on if you see an abundance of activity, as the dispatching center is going to be a huge help during this exercise, and they are going to be very busy. The authorities say that they find communication during a mock disaster is always lacking in some form, and they're trying to build on that so they can utilize cell phones, radios, and other things to communicate. Again, they ask you when that drill takes place to stay back and let them do the drill. Afterwards, they said they'll find out how successful they were and what they've learned throughout the whole process. Each entity that participates in that Fremont County drill will be monitored by an evaluator that will observe the response and provide feedback on possible improvements. In addition, the public will not be allowed to enter disaster scenes for your protection, for the protection of the fake patients as well as emergency personnel. And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags at state facilities flown at half staff to honor those who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks 16 years ago. Flags are to be flown at half staff from sunrise to sunset today at the Iowa Capitol Building and on flag displays at the Capitol Complex. Flags will also be at half staff on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time. Iowa's observation, which is called Patriot Day, is observed every September 11th. In the funeral announcements, Darwin Carl Badger, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darwin Badger will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Bill Dixon, age 87, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Thursday at St. Anthony Nursing Home in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Dixon will be today at 10:30 at St. Lawrence Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. Jeff Jensen, age 62, of Atlantic, died September 2nd. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joanne Margaret Barbaro, age 76 of Atlantic, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Joanne Barbaro will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Nancy Louise Madsen, age 58 of Persia, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for Nancy Madsen will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Tyler Franklin Rutherford, age 23 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Tyler Rutherford will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Event Center at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Catherine Beaver, age 93 of Anita, died September 2nd at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. A gathering of family and friends of Catherine Beaver will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church of Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Imo Irene Beecher, age 85 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Imo Beecher will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Herb Gibson, age 78 of Stewart, died September 4th at his home. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.